Let's do it. Let's do this.
All right, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine, right here on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm super excited about today's show because we got the homies back in the house.
Thank you.
This is your girl, Dre Mob, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Shout out to Willie of Live Same Media.
Big shout outs to Will. God damn, yo.
Big Will.
Will hooked it up with this camera stand. My phone is not falling everywhere.
That's amazing. Anymore. Come up.
Every show,
at least once.
It looks and, professional.
I mean, it's good stuff, guys.
We're all about come ups.
I mean, that's what life is all about. We're talking about come ups. We're going to have Rudy Mage on the show later on.
Get out of here.
I'm going to schedule him in.
But is he in here tonight?
No, he's here. No, he's not here tonight.
Oh,
the
later
man,
on.
The myth is, the legend is not here.
Okay. I was about to get excited and go get some fucking tequila. I mean,
I just say that. I'll get tequila.
Can I say that?
I mean, you can say tequila on me.
Tequila all day.
And you can
all
get
day.
It.
I mean, yes.
I don't care. No. Rudy's not coming.
Rudy, we love you. All right, hold on. Let's pause real quick. This is George 305 Radio and 305 Magazine. Thank you for tuning in. Today, what's today, June 1?
3rd.
June 3rd.
We have Omniscience.
Yeah,
he's in the building.
It's been like 3 years, right? Or 2 years.
3 years.
Learn how to say Omniscience. Fellas, introduce yourselves, please.
My name is Omniscient. Miami MC, worldwide known, homegrown, Grammy nominated. Try to be duplicated, but never really duplicated. You know what I'm saying? Omniscient. And the Latin people call me Omni. But this dude right here is a producer of not only my last album, which is called Hungry, but he's also the producer of the track I got nominated for an American Grammy with.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? Feels good.
Can
you
We're coming.
Whoa. Yo, what's good, family?
And not only that,
305.
He used to go by Beatsmith.
Beatsmith. In the day.
Don't forget the name because that's the way it's credited.
No, that's a name that sticks in my mind.
It sticks in a lot of people's
minds. It's engraved in my mind.
And actually, like if you know me, I go by Beatsmith. It's all good.
But, that's who you
are. Recently, my brother joined the production team, and then after that, we started going by the Zoo.
Zoo.
Just based off of our names, Zemi and Udi. He's Zemi and I'm Udi, so we call ourselves the Zoo, ZU. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, this month,
can I say motherfucker?
No, you cannot say motherfucker.
But we can say that.
Fucking shit.
This dude is the
You could say,
but
you could say.
When him and his brother get connected, it's like,
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, wow.
We blend.
Yeah, so
always
good.
A good vibe, too.
Yeah. No, always
we
good
we all came from the same bar.
Good vibes. I've always loved my family, Omniscient, and 305 over here. You know what I'm saying? The 305 Radio, they always show me a lot of love. So I love you guys.
Well, it's good to have you guys here. Tell me about this new release that you did, Own Breed.
Well, that's the latest release I did this year. 2019 of many releases. I think I was here 2018, what? Like maybe September, October, or something like that.
Around there.
Maybe. I don't know. And I told y'all that 2018 was supposed to be crazy, but it wasn't. I really only released 4 singles, which to me is not enough, you know? And this year I released the first single in January, Voodoo Ranger, produced by The Zoo, featuring AG Lyons, my brother.
Shout out to AG Lyons.
AG. And then on February 14th for Valentine's Day, which I've been wanting to do this for like 3 years and never did it, I put together a compilation of songs that dealt kind of with that, you know, and put out Relationship Algorithm. Then in March, our brother Docs, Paradox.
Yeah.
White
Room,
you know what I'm
saying?
DOX 305. I put out White Room LP with
Shout
9
out
songs.
To Docs.
Yeah, that's a brother of the movement right there.
Shout out.
And then before I went on my European tour,
which looked amazing,
the little promotional package / eating a lot of food tour, I put out Ombre, which was completely produced by my brother B. Smith and his brother, blood brother, Nick Zemi, and they go by the Zoo, and their names are amazing. Their names are actually, they're Puerto Rican, and their actual names come from Taino Indian backgrounds. So his name is insane. I can't even say it. What's your name?
Urayuan, Jose Urayuan.
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 It has a history back in the days when like Spain came over and kind of enslaved like Puerto Ricans and a lot of the Caribbean. Like just a little history trip, which like we're deep on history. So a little history trip was like back then, the Taino Indians used to believe that they were actually like immortal, the Spaniards when they came over, mm-hmm. and so that's why it was kind of easy for them to enslave a lot of like the pre-Carib Indians, yeah. like the Tainos and stuff. And
so someone bled.
Well, one of them, exactly, one of them convinced one of the caciques out there that, like, yo, they're normal humans like us. We can actually kill them. And the cacique was allowed to, he gave the order. He was like, all right, drown one of them in the river. He drowned one of them in the river. They pulled him out. They actually left him there for, like, 3 days.
Thinking he'd come back.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the funny thing. They were like, let's be safe, you know?
And let's just say, let's keep this dude under this water.
Right, they left him there for 3 days, and after that, they gave the order, like, yo, you can rebel everywhere. Everywhere, go ahead and rebel against that kind of slavery scenario. The initial fights weren't successful, but a couple years later, they won their freedom across the Caribbean. It wasn't just Puerto Rico. Okay. It was across the Caribbean. It was like a Caribbean kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Because it was Carib.
Santo Domingo, Cuba, Puerto Rico.
Even Haiti. To that scenario was
I don't even know
of that scenario because they were Haiti was like a major like slave port, you know.
Yeah, it was.
So that's why a lot of the Africans would come in through Haiti and be kind of dispersed through the Caribbean through certain scenarios. Mm-hmm. Even and recently it was kind of funny because we did a DNA test in my family and we realized that a lot of our family came from Europe through the slave trade for various reasons. That we weren't even really like Puerto Rican blood. Like my family's from Puerto Rico, we lived in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. but our blood actually descended from Europe and Native America. So which was to say that when you get into that like DNA breakdown of like blood, and they say you're Native American, it's a wide range of Native America going from anywhere from South America to North America.
Yeah.
They don't really define that. That's a whole nother test. They kind of just give you that broad spectrum. When they give you the blood of Europe, they can define that for you. So that you know where your real origins are from the old world as compared to the new world kind of scenario. It was really interesting. But yeah, that's kind of where my name kind of stems from. Urayuan and Zemi, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Urayuan. Urayuan.
Urayuan.
Yeah.
That was funny. Is that
I'm a linguist.
I mean, I'm connected. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny he says that because what's funny is that I connected with him already before that.
Before
I was like, yo, you make Fire Beach, your name's Jose, okay, whatever, you Rican nigga, we mad love. And then I found out that his real name is this and that, you know.
It's a closer connection.
It was a lot closer connection, but there was something natural about when me and Am connected, just music and vibes and everything, it just really connected. And that's why like the first track we actually laid together was an actually Grammy-nominated record with Locos Poana. Shout out to Locos Poana. Shout out to Bobby, Mark, and Itawi.
Damn, this.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Yo, we in here, we live.
Family. We live. You know what I'm saying? 305.
Cuando no.
So basically, speaking on the topic, my album Own Breed is out right now. It is completely produced by Beatsmith and Nick Zemi, which go by the Zoo. And truth be told, it's one of the most like centered albums I've ever done. Where I mean, I'm touching all the ways. At the end of the day, I'm a Libra, so I try to keep it balanced. And that album is balanced, like a mother sucker. Can I say that?
You can say shit, fuck, fuck, shit.
Okay, so like a motherfucker, that is one of the most balanced albums that I've had, and relevant albums at the moment. You know, because as artists, we always want to do stuff for ourselves. We're kind of like, you know, we're stuck with ourselves. We love what we do. We think we're the shit, this and that. And that album, even though I thought all of that the same, I was able to kind of do the most balanced album that I think I've ever done. And it's incredible. Besides Relationship Algorithm, which I dropped on February 14th. And I love I fucking love that shit.
Which we got a bunch of tracks on there too.
Yeah, they got like four joints.
Shout out to AG, because he's on there too, right?
Shout out to AG, shout out to SP Killer. You know, SP Killer is, like, I don't even got to say who SP Killer is. You should know who he is. If not, Google him.
Before we continue, please let everybody know where they can find your music and all of those previous
They can
albums.
Find my music anywhere. My name is Omniscient. It's spelled like this, O-M-N-I-S-C-I-E-N-T. It almost sounds like a commercial for like a cereal shit. O-M-N-I-S-C-I-N-T. Eat that shit, baby. You know how it be. O-M-N-I-S-C-I-N-T. Eat it daily. Get your vitamin D.
Yeah. Okay, so hey, we'll rewind a little. What's the name of that Grammy nominated song?
Feeling Good. And it's the only English song on Locos Por Juana's album that year. And they got nominated for an American Grammy, which is rare for a Latin band.
Yeah, but for them, that was actually their second nomination in a row, because the other one was from a Latin Grammy with their previous album.
Correct.
The one that we did was La Verdad.
And we got blessed.
Right.
I mean, we got nominated for an American Grammy, you know?
You know, they're Miami Staple. They've been here for over...
Itagüí, I love you, brother.
Shout out to Itagüí. Yeah. I wish he would have showed up. Yeah, you know, sick or some shit, he could have come out.
Yeah, you're my brother, man. I love you, man. Just you know,
love.
Hit a brother up.
Yo, so you guys, how long have you been working on this project? The last project, the only.
I would say 8 months.
You know, like me and Aunt didn't talk for a while. It wasn't a fallout. It wasn't any kind of fallout. We just kind of went our own direction for a little while. Every time we saw each other, it was all love, but we didn't really connect musically for a little while. And when we did, it was almost instant magic. It was like we had missed each other. We started doing some music, and after a while, it really started started going somewhere where we saw a cohesive vibe between songs. And that's where we really talked about, hey, let's actually release a project. Because we were kind of on some scenario where we wanted to release singles.
Yeah.
Personal vibes, like we get a good vibe going and just release a single with that song. But in a matter of like, seriously, a month, we had like five joints that were hard. And we really felt like it was a vibe. They were cohesive, felt like an album.
They belong
together. We're older. Yeah. Right, but we're a little older. So music, you know, changes through time. And one of the things that was lost through the change of time was that cohesiveness of an album. You have a lot of artists that come out now with a solid song. Great artists.
Great single.
Yeah, but I think the label might push them too fast and they don't really get to put a cohesive project together. You know, a lot of people will just be like, man, that artist is whack. It's not that their artist was whack. There's a lot of push. There's a lot of money behind it. And sometimes they don't really give the credibility to time when it comes to art. You got to let an artist rest in his own kind of love, his own kind of bubbling sauce that he's creating for himself. Mm-hmm. You know, let him enjoy it. Because when you start pushing and pushing on it, sometimes they don't really get to develop their real vibe, their true self. They feel a little pushed, a little rushed. This wasn't any of that scenario, and what I really realized, it wasn't gonna be any of that scenario because it was a real vibe between us, and we kept doing that. We kind of nurtured that. Me and him both recognized that, and we kind of nurtured that, and we let it just be what it was. Wait, and
I'm sorry to cut you off. Yeah, no. What's your favorite track on the album?
I have a couple of them. My first one would be A Contradiction, for sure.
Okay. That is, if you didn't say that joint, I wasn't gonna call you out.
I know that.
He said that shit from the get-go.
Contradiction is definitely one of my favorite joints.
Being a 90s kind of fan of music, it a little takes it there with still the music of nowadays. So there's really no alienation. If you listen to the album, you're not gonna be like, oh man, he's old school. You can't sit 100% in that kind of opinion.
No, you can't.
No, it's different music.
It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
And that's what we wanted to base it off. We didn't really want to go off in the tangent of like, oh no, but it's not, you know, trap music and it's not, you know, mumble kind of rap or anything like that. We wanted to go, that vibe is real.
It's dope.
And sitting in many different shoes, people vibe to it.
Wait, are you a mumble rapper now?
I don't even know where that comes from.
Got some hot mumbles for us,
because they and I could feel where that comes from, because a lot of my peers that I grew up with are like still rapping on beats that like sound like 92, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
I love rapping on a beat that sounds like 92, but I'm not gonna do an entire album that sounds like Rakim's album from 87, because evolution is key, and everyone that knows Omniscient, I mean, due to the name, I never called me that apparently for some reason. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but there is no staying still. There's an evolution, you know?
Everything.
That's
everything. I love that.
Todo.
This is great enigma about Om, right? Because people that know me are like, you could play the game, right, and do certain moves that'll get you here, or you could do your own thing that'll get you moves that'll do you here. But yet you decide to not play any of the game rules, and you do your own thing, which is in the middle, and it takes you here. And the truth is that I never did this to go anywhere. I did this because I love this shit. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm gonna do a song, I'm gonna do a song the way I wanna do it. And I will listen to the producers, and I will listen to the people that are around me. But if the listening process is not right, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I'm gonna do me. And me doing me is always good, kind of like with the producers, right? How many times have I listened? I listened to you so many times in Ombre.
What you said was key about you doing it for the love of it. I think it shows over the testament of time and the credibility that you have in the game that you do it for the love. And this album kind of really shows that, is that it's for the love of the music. It's for the love of that kind of output. Of being able to express yourself musically. It doesn't really, it's not for the love of a time period of the 90s or anything like that. It's just the love of that vibe, the music, being able to do that. And really kind of portrayed that in this album. It was funny because we have a lot more tracks than what we put on the album.
I'm going to keep it to you mathematically correct. We did 25 songs and we cut it down to 11 songs.
I feel robbed. They're too skinny. I feel
robbed. But what happened?
You know what? But the funny scenario is exactly what you're saying is the same way we felt when we were slimming it down.
Why?
It's different vibes because we have a large repertoire of energy to be able to portray. You know what I'm saying? You know.
So is there like a part two?
Of course, man. Me and him will never stop being able to do music. It's,
There's going to be a part two, or there won't be a part two.
It's not going to be a homebrew part two, but there'll be a part something of the same kind of good vibes and music.
But on that good work, we do have a single coming out in 6 weeks. That's one of the old songs we did that didn't make it. But it's kind of like Mobb Deep. You remember the Mobb Misses? You remember the mixtape that used to come out, which I think was called Mobb Misses? It's what didn't make the album. And motherfuckers would always be like, yo, the mixtape was better than the album. You know?
It's that tip.
So,
wait, which one is this?
I forgot. No, so last time you were here, we got to talk about Miami, talk about producers, talk about
Leaving Miami.
You get one up outside of Miami.
Let's not talk about that again.
I mean, like, you in traveling. You just got off a small personal, semi-personal, God knows what.
Me and who?
A personal trip. You just semi-personal trip.
Yeah.
You disappeared for a while. You went to Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, and you saw the cathedral there.
Yes.
In France.
Right when he arrived. Mm-hmm. Let's mention something about this.
He should have said the most positive shit ever. When most people would be like the other way around. Go ahead.
Let me regress with this guy. Okay. If you're a fan, you listen to his raps, you can tell that he's an educated person. You can tell he knows about history. And some people be like, history, you don't need to know. But I think history is a positive thing to know because it kind of repeats itself. Not always in a literal way, but in a general way. It kind of repeats itself. So you can kind of help yourself by knowing history. Not only that, it's just interesting. This guy, when did you travel to New York?
Oh, yeah. So I was there. I arrived September 9th, 2011.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was there until September 14th, apparently.
Listen.
But they didn't let me out because, you know.
Listen, that's history. That's history.
I see what you're saying.
That's history. And then when did you go to Europe? When
a woman. I'm a problem.
Places and fucks things up.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now I understand the fuck you tourist pictures you got going on.
This guy.
You don't want me in your city now.
I'm over here like, yo, you got to be kidding me. What are you going to go to next? I want to go with you. I need to get this for real footage.
Don't go to Egypt to the pyramids of Giza.
You're laughing in some serious matters behind the subject.
I'm taking this super serious.
travel with him. So you can
start inviting him to my birthday party.
Never mind, plans canceled.
But it's real talk, man. That's real shit that he was able to go in a time when it was like real history in our life.
Yeah,
that's real history. Notre Dame is beyond what we live.
I just think that's a roll of the dice. Though. Homie's got some hell of a fucking luck, man.
I mean, it could be.
Unless you have some
the way you look at him and he says that, you know. I never thought about it that way. I always thought about it like, damn, I got some bad luck.
The way my brother puts it,
in both situations, I look back and I was like, yo, I was not only physically there, I was helping people.
You're physically there in
so
a scenario.
So in New York, I was with family in Queens. They had come through. They had to walk through the bridge from Manhattan to Queens. They were dusted up, like full of dust.
Yo, you ever met a helping person from when they used to put people in the housing?
No.
I met one before, and I was so in awe that it was amazing to me that right now when I'm with you, thinking about this scenario has been an awe moment that when you live your long life, that's like incredible.
It was a crazy moment for me. So I picked up my cousin's girl, and she's coming through, dust it up, and not for nothing, but out of everyone that was in shock, I was the one who approached, cleaned up, helped out, you know, and it was the same way in Paris. Like, we went to the spot because we were supposed to go, and we weren't allowed to go in. And then I just see people singing in French. I don't know what the hell they're singing, but I'm hugging people. So, I don't know what you're saying, man, but you just made me think about something that's really dope. And maybe I could be there to help, you know? Instead of being negative. So, I'm like, I shouldn't be going nowhere. Yo. Yes, no, if I'm gonna go there, yo, your finger shit's gonna blow the fuck up.
As soon as you started connecting,
and I was on the reverse, so I was like, yo, I need to start traveling with him.
I'm just taking it all in, guys.
If Om goes to the pyramids of Giza, it's the last time we're gonna see him, so let's go right now.
But I'm saying, that's even a testament to his humble nature of like just naturally helping people and not even taking that kind of angle to be like, yo, I was out there doing natural disasters helping people. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Woody, I'm not even going to call you Beatsman. I'm going to call you Woody right now. You know what I'm saying? You just made me want to fucking think about that shit. And that's good. Hello. But let's move on.
Hello. Yo, so, okay, so, yeah, so, you hold the pair of horse when Om's right here.
Own Breed album release party was mad dope, by the way.
It was mad dope.
Right? Thank you for being there.
Had a really good time.
I'm really glad that I was able to see you guys there. I'm glad you showed up. I'm sorry. And show some love.
You should never leave. I'm sorry.
I think we saw you before, week after. We were
saw me before that.
Man, that day I got lit. I was sad that we dropped you off that day.
Well, at Hialeah.
Real fun day.
Oh, my God.
Yo, big shout out to Hialeah.
That's where I was lit.
Insane.
Oh, God.
Insane. It's an early party.
You know how we do.
Yeah, we had Jenny Lee Molina, the person I put together.
You finally got it in there, right?
Finally, people, finally.
She's family.
Yeah, she's mad good, man. She's really good people. Yeah, but since then, since last time we saw each other was, you came on the show, we spoke about Miami, the ins and outs, the goods, the bads. Then we went to 305 Day. You had a good time out there. Then soon after, you had the album release party.
Yeah. Which both of you were there. Yeah.
So,
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Can I big up a couple people?
No. Let me big up Blackbird.
Please. Let me big up Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry Blackbird,
Yogi and Frisco.
Yo.
Those are my brothers.
Brothers.
You know what I'm saying? They always spinning at my parties, at my events.
Love.
I mean, I wouldn't want anyone else but them, and it always happens to work.
Love you guys.
It was a great night. My bad, sir.
And 305 Radio.
Yo, you know what? I got to shout out to Jerry, though, because, man, he has a great time at Blackbird, bro.
Jerry's a... Like, I want his job.
I wouldn't mind working for him, man. You see the way everyone has a good time over there.
Jerry, you're the shit, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
everyone knows you're the shit, but you know, I'm just telling you right now on 305 Radio.
You know this means. Whoever hears this, and you know Jerry from Blackbird Ordinary here in downtown Miami.
Came from there.
We passed this place. I'm an artist, man. Happy hour killer.
Yo, so tell Jerry to hear, listen to this podcast. I need his support. I want him to hear that. Everyone loves him so.
Yo, if you follow
if y'all get him here, I'm coming with him.
That's one of the
things. For no reason.
I don't know, bro. I don't know if you're coming back. I got
to
think about
it. We're going to have to see your credentials, sir. All right, so now we're caught up. We're caught up with everything. We know that. You know, shit, man, this album took 8 months in the prep. You got 25 tracks that you didn't slack us on.
You gotta send me an exclusive, guys.
You should have brought a USB and been like, guys, this is for you.
You gotta shoot me an exclusive.
I forgot music for you because I have actually a whole folder of music for you.
Okay, thank you.
I forgot because I had talked to you previously about bringing you some music that you could just put.
I'm done.
It's free for you. Just do whatever you want. And,
thank you.
I actually have a folder. I promise I'll send it.
Oh, good.
Are you saying that Dre is going to rap on one of your beats?
You never know.
But if she wanted to, she was more than welcome to.
Thank you.
You'll be safe.
Can't wait.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. How long you been making beats?
Actually, all my life. I started when I was like 6 months old playing drums. My father taught me how to play drums, and And from there, I just started my love for music. I loved music. It wasn't until my brother, though, Nick Zemi, my partner in Zoo, that he was like 4 years younger than me. So he was like a computer nerd. And when the internet started coming out, he found some programs that he was able to download and start doing some music. And that's kind of where it all started, the whole production scenario. It started from him. And even then, I wasn't even that good at doing that. I really didn't even give a damn. I was kind of like a little thug in the street, just doing my thing back then. And there was a couple times I would come home a little lit back then, and I would hear something that he did, and I'm like, that's awesome. What you did right there is awesome. Not on some personal vibe like me, just loving my family, like, oh, I'm going to support whatever you're trying to, no. I was like, holy shit, he's got some talent. You know? And that actually started getting my eye open to doing that. I started that, and I started doing some beats that he would say the same thing about, and it just turned into a scenario that's where we went with it.
Cool.
All
right. Did you have a rap?
Just playing. Like, as a producer, I just generally kind of write and involve myself into the whole process. I'm not a beat donor. I actually... I wish I had that blessing of being able to freestyle, but I'm a little more technical with that. I was just freezing in the moment, like, wait, hold on, what I was going to say is
that was great, right? But
in any case, man, I started real young just doing it, and it's just a passion that I've always done, and that's I just stayed with it. For a while, my brother didn't believe that he would be able to do it, and then we... As of like, I don't know, 10 years ago, I was able to drag him along with me and make him commit to being out here in Miami with me and trying to do it for real. And it was funny because we have a lot of different vibes. I kind of went hip-hop immediately all my life, and he was kind of rock for most of his scenario. And it was hard for us to blend immediately, and over years we found chemistry to be able to blend our styles together to kind of create what we do now.
Who do you see as a big influence to yourself?
There's a lot of influences to my style. Being a producer, you kind of wide spectrum, you know, as far as like lyricists and shit, you got Nas, you got Jay-Z. I'm from that era. Mm-hmm. You know, you got even as far back as like Grand Booba, KRS-One, you know, shout out to the teacher, because KRS-One with the Boogie Down, that was some of my upbringings too. So I go way back like that, but Wu-Tang, those kind of upbringings as far as lyricism, content, that's hip-hop to me. Other than that, musically, it'd be a little more 90s, kind of like nerd,
kind of
music, funky kind of stuff like that. That brings a little grimy with a funk. Kind of blending those two kind of scenarios, you know. Also, RZA, you know, did Premier. Premier is like one of the guys.
I'm sweating.
Like,
yo, it's hot.
It's so hot, guys.
It is. I don't know if it's the pen.
It ain't got nothing to do with JC. It's because it's Om is here. You know what I'm saying? And this album is on fire, and you gotta talk about it. So when he comes through,
happy
Truth be
you
told,
know the 10th symbol is the Dino
seriously,
sun. And he's
anyone who's listening,
shit down.
Anyone who's listening, just please take a portion of the damn heat, motherfucker. You're not take it upon your computer, your damn radio.
Go to Spotify, and check it out. Give it a real listen. It's solid music. You'll love it. It's not something that'll. Music nowadays to me is great. It's fun. I don't want to be dissing it, but I find that I can filter through that music really fast. Like a week, it stays with me, and it's on to the next. And back then, it wasn't like that. So I feel like maybe it's a little more content. It's not as nutrient as music used to be back in the days. Om's album has that you can listen to it repetitively without losing that kind of emotion. And the more you listen to it, the more you find depth in it, the more you find feeling in it and emotion into it. So I think you guys should really check that out, Omniscient, you know. Just check it out on Spotify, on any one of the platforms. Cause
anywhere.
All of them.
Everywhere. you know? Anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, anywhere and everywhere.
Spotify.
100.
Yo, so Apple Music,
E-Music. Who are some of your favorite MCs? Local, aside from Omniscient.
All right, so local.
Local, there's a lot, and I'm sure I've got them.
What do you mean, local? Yo, big ups to fucking Ruiz. Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking took out the champ this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Talking about locals.
No bang. I know you've seen that.
He just told me no banging, so what you heard and fucked up your ears was a banging.
It was a banging, son.
It will not happen again.
It was done.
I mean, listen, I almost
feel like boxing's coming back.
I'm old school. Yeah. I'm old school when it comes to the rapping. I'm old school when it comes to the rapping, but because I still got people that are ill dropping shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my man Source just dropped an album like 3 weeks ago. Kingdom Come just dropped an album like a week ago.
Shout out Kingdom Come. Salazar, you guys also have Salazar as well.
If y'all don't know, he's on the album. He's on the album, won't we? He's on the song Yeah Yeah.
To that. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we all know this is a Latino song, and that's why I had to get my man Salazar on there because he's a killer.
El Tabaquero.
Yeah. The thing with Salazar is that you don't gotta worry about him. He'll do English and he'll kill it without you even knowing that he's Latin. But his flair, come on, Bobby. Nah. Come on, Salazar. If you're listening right now, you know your flair, Bobby. It's that Latin shit.
What up, champ?
Yeah. There you go, champ. Hey, champ. Yeah. Hey, people. He doesn't say papa like me. He says people.
People.
Yeah. So we got him on the joint, Yaya. Yeah, yeah. It's a killer. And we all know, all Latinos know what Yaya yeah, yeah is. Yaya yeah, yeah is like when you get hurt. And you know, and your mom say, "They see una Yaya, no, whatever." Yaya's grandmother. Yaya, stop it. Like Yaya,
no more. You know, Yaya,
really fast. Yaya. So I'm not gonna say too much on that, but just grab that and think of the song and think of and Salazar on it. It's a fun joint. It's
so it's really fun. Yeah, joint. It is actually great.
When you listen to the album, you can tell that you're having a good time throughout the block. I mean, yours for me. I like contribution moments. That's just my joint.
I'm glad you like that one. That one's my favorite.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite songs. Now, you have a tremendous reputation on your hands that you have to do with the rest of 2019. How many other projects have you dropped?
I know the whole point is like if he did all this here, he has to keep up with the.
I'm saying like you got four. First half of the year.
I think we spoke on the private tip, you and me, on this. But I told you we're gonna do like a 2 month like little let them catch up to the campaign type, you know? Listen, feel. We're gonna film videos, put them out, and then after that it's gonna be a couple singles and then two more projects for this year. So I mean in 1 year, five albums, six singles. That's not bad. No, I'm not complaining. At that point, I'm not complaining. Yeah,
I'm with it. I'm totally with it. So, what do you have? What you want to talk about? What you have coming up, or
when are you going to perform again?
Where are you? What stage are you getting on, bro?
Hold on. I want that.
I gotta interject. He's not performing enough. Miami, we gotta support our artists a little bit more.
Hold on.
Yeah. We're going back to the Miami combo.
That she did speak not want. You know, get I get into. A lot of people that be like, "Yo,
we have time for that." We have.
But
like
I get a lot of people that's like, "Yo, where's live music at? Where's live music at? Where's there gonna be some live music?" But they don't support really live music in Miami. They be on some bullshit that we have to pay to do a show.
What do you mean?
Like they be hitting us like up, that. Like, "Hey, yo, you want to do a show?" And we're like, "Hell yeah!" All right, it's gonna be $500. And I'm like, "Yo, I'm so blessed that you're gonna pay me $500."
I was about to say, like, they're gonna pay.
No.
$500 for you.
That might have been the concept of the song.
And I'm like, "Yo, what?" And the thing is that Paul Kaepernick is promoters doing their goddamn job and promoting a goddamn motherfucking.
Yeah, but I know how fucked up that is, and trust me, I'm with you.
I understand that money's a scenario, but yo, I'd rather do a fucking show for free in the middle of the motherfucking day.
Listen, bro. I did
hot at a festival, sweating my ass off with no per diem and no drinks and nothing, and my crew just sitting there complaining to me, than to pay to do a show that's going to be dead, because most of them don't even support that own show. They get paid from the artists, and then they don't even put on a goddamn show, and we be up there on stage looking like an asshole to the employees. I'm not down for that scenario. I'm not down for that scenario. And anybody that's with that, don't even approach me with that shit. I'm not even supporting those shows. That ain't what music is about. And there's artists out here that will do shows for free, and you ain't got to put that shit on. And you can have like 13 artists that do one show, one song on their show. That's a better scenario than to have an artist that's respected from somebody that you don't even know their name telling you that you got to pay them to do a show. Bitch, you reach out me for a reason. You know, but let's be serious. Let's not play mental games with that scenario.
We love you. We love you.
Hold on. But Beastman, tell me how you really feel.
What I really feel, though, honestly, is that there's a lot.
Rewind.
There's a misunderstanding. That's what I feel.
I mean, I you want to talk about it?
There's a misunderstanding. Because on the same note, I still show support to a lot of the live bands that do go out there and jam. I'm totally down for the live scene.
I definitely see that there's a blurry area.
I jumped off on a tangent right there. The real question was when is he going to do some shows? Yes. When are we trying to get shows?
This is the thing.
Because he rocks a crowd.
Could ask, Omniscient. So, sir, when will we be seeing you performing on a local stage where there is live music present?
I'm glad you put in local.
Yeah, I love it. Miami.
Miami 305, local.
I mean, most likely what we're looking at is a single release party with a show in 6 weeks. Once again, at 1306, where I have family over there. And
1306 what?
1306. That's the name of the bar.
Oh, I'm like, 1306. I'm waiting. I'm like, for those that don't know, where the hell is 1306?
1306 used to be the old school white room. Do you remember that?
Are you going to be doing music from the white room in the old school white room? Is that what's going on here?
Man, this is getting so crazy.
It's getting really weird, bro.
Bartenders around for everyone. Thank you.
But I mean, like, so 1306, isn't that the bar that's in downtown?
It's in between the corner and the strip joint.
What's it called?
Why are you looking at me?
It's that weird light right there when you're like when you're driving through winter.
You can ask him.
Ask the whole thing. And you're like, yeah,
what's that street joint called?
Thanks, Tom.
Tell us. Where's
so it's in between 11.
It's right by 11, man.
It's right by 11. It used to be called the White Room. Remember, we used to do hip hop shows there with I think you guys did a couple shows there. And also H2O. Did a couple shows out there.
Old school shit, bro.
Yeah,
trust me. If you've been here for a minute, you know know where 1306 is.
It's 1306.
For those of you listening,
that's where they did my Savage release party.
All right, so we have people listening from all over the world. So that's why I just want to be a little bit more descriptive.
Of course.
Yeah, some of the things out here, like they have a lot of history, the actual location, but they'll change names like maybe 10 times.
Which means they don't have that much history, but yeah, history
they
sucks.
They are history.
But
yeah, history.
But listen, if you're coming from Cologne, Germany, or from
we have a lot of listeners in Alexandria.
Listen, if you are Alexandria, listening in Alexandria, then you are the winner of the golden ticket.
You win the golden ticket.
And beyond that, just come to Miami and go
to
1306 bar.
1306.
Go to 1306, say Omniscient told you to come.
Yes, and it'll be a wrap.
Yo, so
you will have the golden ticket time of your life.
Golden ticket kicking your ass out of this place real quick. But nah.
Vibes.
Vibes. I love these vibes. Yo, so all right, so we already know that you're gonna start performing soon. Anything that you want to
six weeks.
I mean, 6 weeks in Miami. Remember, yeah, I always.
That's where I was going.
This
so,
is what we're not talking so about with Dre.
It's a whole okay, show. It's okay.
There's a whole nother show, but I do a lot of shows out of Florida. And unfortunately, I should start documenting a lot of my things more.
Yeah, maybe
you know, that's what nowadays people want to see. That they don't believe that you're doing something if it's not documented on Instagram.
If there's not a cell phone out, yeah. It didn't happen.
So, you know, I should start doing that more, but I do leave Florida a lot. But in Miami, within 6 weeks, I know I will be doing something in Miami. You know, because I love you guys, and I know you love
you
me
for
back.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And,
so,
you know.
Do you want to drop anything? You want to spit something? From the album.
It's the own breed album.
Okay.
Blackbird, thank you very much for knowing who I am and showing me that much love before coming to the damn show. Because it was a lot of love.
I mean, we're gonna have to revisit this this verse. You owe us a verse.
Okay, we'll do that.
And you owe us a verse. Come on, bro.
I only spit one of his verses.
Yeah. Yo, he's going to straight up add me.
But this
verse
is not even counting anymore. It's already part of the line.
It's already part of something else.
This is like the next thing. Like right now, this is like B-roll.
Yeah, we still
have. This is what Om does when he knows he's not recording.
Little does he know, this is going on to the podcast. Yo, but back to all of this. We gotta start wrapping it up, anyways. You good on time? Yeah, whatever. So,
we can do it though. And you keep it for the next
do
time.
It.
How are you gonna? If you had to, you know, what's your favorite era in Miami? In music.
Oh man, you know,
with local music, man, because this. Local music always has its little spurts.
Yeah. Lately, I actually feel that we're on the up and up. Not only because the spotlight's been on Florida recently with a lot of
super trapper boys.
Yeah, there's a lot of trappers. Just a lot of things just going on in Florida. That Florida's been on the spotlight. I've always felt that way since I was young. I was like, if you want to talk about the South.
I mean, originally you're from Tampa.
Yeah.
He's a Tampa boy, so you know, it makes sense.
I've been here for like 20 years, but I'm originally from Tampa.
He's a Florida-ass motherfucker.
What I'm saying is that
Florida has been getting like mad. Who's the dude that did that joint with Gucci Boy, whatever that. Lil Pump, there we go. Lil Pump, like, there's Lil Pump. There's like 20 Lil Pumps making mad noise.
There's a bunch of pumps.
And they're all from Florida.
Yep.
You know, so I understand what he's saying. It's been happening. To me, the golden era, though, it's got to be late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Miami was literally breaking through and making, like, a sound that people would want to follow, and Atlanta people followed that a little bit. They had their own sound, but they followed that a little bit.
Everyone listens to Miami at the end of the day. Everyone really does listen to Miami.
Now more than ever, but they created that. You understand? We got to say thank you to Trick, Trina, to motherfucking, like, there was underground rappers doing that way before. Yeah, Luke.
I know, you're kidding me.
Way before that. But, you know, there's certain names that you remember.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean,
like, Cal is not doing this by himself.
No.
Whatever Cal is doing is amazing. He's got a machine going. He is not doing it by himself. You got to mention people under his name, but they're not getting the credit. So we all know this in Miami history as well. But we're going to give the credit where credit is due. Lou, you know, Uncle Al. You know,
a lot of those people started from that era that he's talking about, like late 90s, early 2000s. That's not where they started, but that's where they really started.
I remember sitting next to Khaled at the shop. What was the name of the shop on US 1, man? It was the only shop that would give you a good New York taper. And it was, forget the name of the shop. I remember seeing him with that big old gold Cuban link and the TS. And, you know, it's like that's when he was sleeping on a futon, but he had the chain.
Yeah.
Up, but he's sleeping on the futon and look now. You know,
it's
like,
not
you
even
a
shame. He was just holding it for the promote of it. You know.
So
that's just people showing love. But that's that time I agree with him. That's
but then I'm gonna keep it real and have to go to more to the underground and give props to the people that like are been doing things that weren't noticed like that.
Yes.
You know? And that's you know, a lot of people. A lot of people. People that died in car accidents. People like DJ EFN, like my brother been doing that thing for like 20-25 years, and before you know it, now that's a staple. But it was a staple here already. You just we saw it like that, but some people didn't.
Yeah, he was dropping.
Some people didn't.
Then with
you know,
fire
with everyone, with everyone. You know, Jay Cure was one of the people that was like amazing in Miami and would have taken us to the next level. You know, it's people like that that move the underground. And we know about them, and we're not going to talk about them all the time because you always want to talk about the other people that have more names, Rick Rosses and this and that. Yeah. Listen, we love y'all, and y'all did what you did, but in reality, there's an army out there moving Miami. And it's going on right now. There's a bunch of young motherfuckers doing this shit right now. You know? Right now.
It's a vibe, man. Miami got to support itself. You guys can't really hate on each other. Even if you're not 100% vibe with that, just be fucking excited that it's part of Miami. It's part of Miami. It's not another place doing it. That's your own brother down the block.
And big up to Draz. I don't know if y'all know Draz. He produced a couple joints for me on his Citation Sounds. I think he produced a new joint that just came out from Ghost Rider.
And
there we go.
Inspired.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Be looking out for the youngins because we got some fire coming out, and don't sleep on the shit that you've been listening to because it never dies.
And
if it never dies, you know what I'm saying.
More importantly, don't sleep on Omniscient's new album.
Own Breed. Yeah, go check that out. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It might even be on SoundCloud. But I don't think so.
I ain't gonna lie, I got a couple tracks on there. I got some of the other tracks that we didn't release on
there. For everyone that's listening, thank you for tuning in. If you wanna listen to any of Omniscient's Own Breed, if you wanna hear his album, you wanna hear the four projects he's put out this year. The millions he's put out the previous years.
I would say just Google. Just Google Omniscient 305. It's O M N I S C I E N T 305. If you Google that, you will get everything you need from me.
And you can also do the search on Spotify, right?
Yes.
Right. But real quick, fellas, quick shout outs on where to find you online.
For me, the zoo, I want to shout out. You know, the Omniscient, his old fam, everybody involved in the whole thing. My brother, Zemi.Nick.
Nick!
I want to shout out D.U. Ivan and my whole team, you know?
That's a bro, yo. That's a bro right there. Big love to Ivan, another dude that we didn't talk about, you know, always working hard. Check my man out. Not only is he cook on the beach, he cooks for real. Check my
man
out on the restaurant, on the restaurant scene. I'm not even gonna say where. If y'all wanna really check out, hit us up. Hit Dre up, hit Struck up, hit Omniscient up, or hit someone up. If you wanna eat that good sushi, that good tiradito, that good everything, just you know, hit Itamai, hit B Side Sushi, but hit my man motherfucking B Smith in the house. Udi.
Shout out to Nando Chan too. He got that new single out.
That's another one, Sushi Chef. You know what I'm saying? Like we out here for Miami, man, and Miami's doing a lot of things. So let's keep it rolling. It's nothing but love. I mean, forget showing love to get love. You only got to show love if it's real, and
facts.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of love.
Let's do it.
A lot of love in the building. Let's get it.
For you guys.
Thank you for listening.
Next round on Truck.
At what? At 305 Radio. At 305 Magazine everywhere. If you're listening to us somewhere outside of Miami, you could give us a call.
What's that number, George?
You're saying that now?
305-791-3054.
54. So once again, the phone number here is 305-791-3054.
When you say it like that, you confuse people.
It was like the four was like way over there. All right.
But the point is this. The point is
that you got it right.
You got the numbers there. Give us a call. Leave us a message. We'll use it in an upcoming show. I'll play them all. But you got to call. Let us know wherever the fuck you're from. De donde sea que eres.
Say it in Chinese.
De donde seas. De donde seas, parce, pues.
Get this guy going. Like.
Mira. Yo, pues, omniscient, in the building. Right, Miami Underground Radio, nos fuimos, pues, nos fuimos.
She's the actual intellectual, beautiful voice in this place.
Let's just shut the F up. All dudes, shut up, Drea.
I didn't get a word in all show, bro. A whole hour, nothing.
We have to give you this, though. Happy birthday, Drea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's your birthday tomorrow. It's not yet. Felicidades. It's my birthday month.
Okay. At least it's tomorrow. I don't feel too bad. Yeah. Happy early birthday.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for joining us.
So, where can we find you online?
You can find me on 305_Brownie. What's up?
You can be on your own show tomorrow?
My own host show?
Drunken host. We'll talk off air.
See, already getting booted over here. Yo, so thank you very much for tuning in, Dre. You didn't have to say much today, but we felt your energy, too. What about that vibe with you today? Yo, it's been a great time with you guys, fellas. Shit, it's like we should have just done this at a bar.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
this is the bar.
Bendicion.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We are out of here.
Yo. Woo!